Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's talk to our man, Jason Longshore. Jason, we had to thank our folks from Hooters. We appreciate your patience. Let's talk about what happened with Atlanta United. I will take a draw. It is not an L on the road. I would have preferred the 3 points. But what was your take on the match? Because I thought we played well.
Yeah, I'm with you. Same thing. It's frustrating in that, you know, it's individual mistakes that cost you two goals. I don't think it's set up. I don't think it's tactical. I don't think it's anything outside of, you know, mistakes. And look, mistakes happen in games like this. Mistakes happen on the road. Mistakes happen. Good teams make mistakes. You can watch Chelsea and Tottenham yesterday and all the back and forth there. And you're going to find individual mistakes there. The problem is with the table, it's just so crowded. And I was really like torn at the end of this game, because you come back and you get a point, and you have to respect the heart and the effort and the passion in this group to get that and not give up after those mistakes. But it felt like there were 3 points there, because Atlanta was the better team. And we've had the song and dance a lot this season, and you just have to keep going and try to clean those mistakes up.
You know, before we talk about the goals themselves, when did Brandon Vasquez get so good? Or was he always this good and he was just the odd man out on this team? I remember he was always a big guy, younger, from California. But, man, he's like one of the top scorers in the league now.
He has finally connected all the dots. And if anybody out there saw this coming, they should probably go buy some lottery tickets, because – you know, here he was a backup, and then he was expendable in the expansion draft at the end of 2019. He played in Cincinnati for 2 years and wasn't a regular starter. So it's not like, you know, oh, well, everybody knew this was going to happen. No, and he was so impressive in this match, not just because he's a big guy and he can get a goal. His hold-up play was great. His pressing is great. He really fits the style of soccer that Pat Noonan's bringing to Cincinnati. He's just connected all the dots. Sometimes that comes later for some players.
It's Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United. More Braves conversation coming up. Big series starting tonight with the Mets, and more on the Falcons after their first preseason game here on the show. Let's talk about Almada and Marcelino. I thought both of those guys obviously played really well. We keep talking about them clicking and how this offense is going to get going when they're on the same page. What did you think about their performance?
Yeah, I thought both were very good in a midfield that, you know, brought a little bit of potential peril with it, with Sosa as a holding midfielder by himself behind Almada and Moreno. Both were going to have to drop and defend. You know, with Cincinnati wanting to press, they're going to be on top of you. You're going to be forced into some turnovers. And I thought both really responded well, especially Almada. I think Thiago Almada is just an absolutely brilliant player. He does so many things well. I mean, the goal, world class.
Right.
But he does everything well. He doesn't give the ball away cheaply. He barely turned the ball over in this game. He's good on the dribble. He's a good defender. He's a smart defender. He reads the game well in those moments. He can deliver that killer pass. He's just a complete player. It just blows my mind every time. It feels like he gets better and better every time we see him. And late in that game, where he had to really drop into a double pivot with Santiago Sosa, that's not really where he's played much, but he's such a smart player that he can do it.
It is our man, Jason Longshore, guys. Again, it was frustrating. I was watching the match, and I saw we get a goal, we get a lead. Brother, that was exasperating, because it seems like on the second goal, and I thought that Rocco Rios Novo has done a fantastic job. He made a couple of saves where he's jumping all over the place. Somebody's got to – Jason, explain this to me. How does no one step to the ball and let that thing – it's just like it was in slow motion, like a car crash.
Because it's a reset, and I think the mistake is before that. I'm with you on Rocco. I thought Rocco was our man of the match. Atlanta United doesn't get a point without Rocco Rios Novo in this one. You talk about somebody playing with confidence. He's found it, and he's really thriving as a starter for the first time in his career. But without being on the field, I don't know what fell apart on that corner initially, because Rios Novo and Peralta both go for the same ball. And that's where the mistake happens, because the header gets away. Rios Novo's then scrambling. Peralta's scrambling. Everybody's kind of scrambling to get back and deal with it. Either Rocco called for it and Peralta maybe didn't hear him, maybe wasn't able to get out of the way, or Rocco didn't call for it strongly enough and he came for it anyway. And you're kind of caught out of position at that point. That little bit of miscommunication is what can cost you points.
Jason, let's look ahead, because we got another big one coming up on Wednesday against the Red Bulls.
Well, you know, one thing about playing Cincinnati before you play Red Bulls, it's a little bit like, you know, back in the day when Georgia would play Georgia Tech at the end of the season, and you're playing that option offense, and it's difficult because you don't prepare for it. Well, you just prepared for a team that presses, and you just played them. So now you're playing another team that presses. They're just better at it than Cincinnati. They're a much better defensive team. Although lately, they haven't really been that better defensive team. The Red Bulls have been really wobbly as of late. They've had some shocking results where they've given up 5 in a match twice. Mm. They just lost at home to Orlando. They've lost 3 in a row at home. Their backs are up against the wall a little bit. So this is a game with two teams that I think are really desperate for good play and a good result here. Mm. So it should be a really thrilling one on Wednesday night. But Atlanta getting a pressing team back-to-back, I think it helps Atlanta United, because you're accustomed to not having that time on the ball and having to play fast and having to think fast.
I know that we love the attacking style. So, yeah, again, maybe over the top and some of those things that, you know, we can get things cooking. Joseph is a playmaker last night, or yesterday. You like that? Joseph involved in the playmaking, because his role, not that it's changed, but I thought that was great how we set up Gutman.
I think his mentality has maybe changed. And look, you know, it's hard to tell. As a player gets older, a lot of times a forward, this happens anyway. You start to drop into the hole behind where the striker would be a lot of times. You read the game better. You're a better passer. You're a better playmaker as you get older and you get more experience. You know, he's not making those runs in behind right now. Cisneros is making the runs. Dwyer makes the runs. Joseph, really good on that. But you got to give Gutman a ton of credit, too. Like, they've done the modeling and the graphs and everything, trying to find if that was offside or not. It's basically right on the line. But you watch Gutman hold his run. As a defender in that moment, Joseph makes a good pass. But if Gutman just charges forward like most defenders do, who aren't used to being in those spots on the field, he's offside. But Gutman looks across, sees where the defenders are. He does everything possible to hold up, wait for the pass to be played, and then put it away. What Andrew Gutman's done these last couple weeks on the attacking end of the field, it just gives you another weapon.
Yeah. Playoff position, what are we, 12, 13 right now?
13, but it is so crowded. Like, I'm not even worried as much right now about where you are in the table. It's picking up points.
Okay.
It's you have to pick up the points that you can control. The rest of it, you're playing so many of these teams that are ahead of you. You have to take care of business. You got to win your home games, and you got to get points on the road. They got a point in Cincinnati. Felt like maybe they could have had more. You're going to have one of those games on the road go from 1-3, and you got to take care of business at home starting on Wednesday.
Yeah, 4 points out from the playoffs, but that's why that man needed a
big
3 points would have been so huge. That's, again, a little mm-hmm. disappointed in the result.
Wednesday, Red Bulls down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike and I will do the show from down there, inviting you guys to come out. Atlanta United and Red Bulls. Jason, as always, thanks so much. And, guys, remember, Jason is brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Today could be the day. Jason, we'll talk soon, man. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.